It's time now for our Tavern Tuesday series. We're partnering with the Wisconsin Historical Society and Old World Wisconsin to bring you stories about beer and brewing in our state. We're sharing these histories ahead of the grand opening of the restored Witten Abel's Tavern at Old World Wisconsin. Today we'll hear from Dave DeSimone. He's the director of Black Point Estate, an historic home and museum in Lake Geneva. The 1888 Queen Anne-style home belonged to Conrad Seip, an influential brewer during the Gilded Age. WUWM's Annie Morales joins DeSimone at the estate to explore its history and artifacts.
Imagine it's 1888, and this is a 8,000-square-foot cottage. It's going to have what you would expect for entertaining. First floor, living room, music room, billiard room, and dining room. Second floor, 6 bedrooms, and then the third floor, 7 bedrooms. And it's sort of mind-boggling to think about what your house looked like, what my house looked like. Most of us didn't have 125-year-old beds that we were still using. They never updated anything here. They just kept it frozen in time. And there were some personal touches. Most of the books in the bookcases are from the 1880s through the 1920s. But every so often, you'll find a DVD tucked in somewhere. It's just little hints of, you know, over multiple generations. You forget something, it gets put away, and then it's just here forever. And that's sort of the story, a historic house that also is layered over time. So, yeah, but we'll head on up to the tower. We're going to go into the tower from a spiral staircase.
DeSimone leads us to the estate's biggest feature, a tower with an impressive view of the lake. He uses a skeleton key to unlock the door.
And then the view over the lake is really pretty remarkable.
Wow.
So the house property sits about 120 feet already above the lake. So we have the house, the gardens adjacent to the property, a bit of shoreline. So you still get the experience of what it was like to come here and do a little bit of time travel. All of our guests arrive through the Lake Geneva Cruise Line. So that's how many of these homes would have had their initial owners arrive. There were roads around the lake, but they were sort of like cart paths. So I want to head back down?
Sure, yeah.
So it's just always awkward to get back in the staircase. It's like getting into the hull of a boat. I say whatever works for you. Some people sit down. You're a little bit taller. But whatever is comfortable. Just don't hold on to this because it'll close.
Okay. So. I take DeSimone's advice as I head downstairs. The stained glass windows to my left help light the path with red, blue, and orange colors. Next, DeSimone explains how Seip entertained his guests and shows me some of the estate's artifacts.
We're in the billiard room right now, music room. The dining room is directly behind us, and that's where you're hearing that music. That it comes, it's a digital recording now, but it is of a Stella music box. The table's one of the oldest artifacts in the house. This table is from 1871. Conrad Seip purchased this after the Chicago fire. And then also, this is kind of fun. It's a Seip beer stein. And this is pre-prohibition. You're seeing Uncle Sam. And Uncle Sam is saying Seip's beer is A-OK. What's going on in this period, there's been a large push for 60, 70 years to outlaw alcohol through the temperance movement. There's also growing anti-German sentiment, especially in the early 19-teens as World War I is ratcheting up. So those are kind of fun little, doffs of the cap or tips of the cap to Conrad understanding and knowing his good fortune. So what we really would like for people when they're leaving here, what we want them to take away is, yeah, the Seip story, it's interesting, but we also want people to leave here feeling maybe a little bit more excited and empowered about historic preservation, maybe hearing how difficult it was to save this place, and it took 10 years. Maybe somebody's leaving here and going, you know, the old post office in town is slated for demolition. We want people when they leave here to just be a little bit more aware of the value of historic preservation and that it's not impossible.